Hey guys, my name is Nicole Carlson and welcome to The Nicole Carlson Show. This show is about coming back to yourself and living the life you desire. And the reason this is so, so important to me is because in my 20s, I was living a life that I hated. I was married to a man that I didn't trust. And I was in a career I hated. And I felt dead inside. I felt empty inside. And I felt trapped. And I just shut down emotionally and just lived my life on autopilot. And I know that so many of us are doing this. And I know that we are shut down because we're in pain. We feel like we have to compromise. We feel like we have to give up on what we want to get some of what we want. And we're miserable. And I believe that what happens is we have some pain, we start living like this, and then something happens in our life where we have sort of an awakening. And for me, my mom got cancer at 47, and she passed away before she even turned 48. And that was big for me because I realized that time is short. We only have so long on this earth. And I knew that I couldn't keep living the way I was living, if you could even call it that. But I didn't know what to do. I did not know how to change my situation. And so what I did was I got a divorce. I sold my house. And one day I quit my job. I sold my car 1 hour later. And the next day I was on a one-way ticket to Spain. And I traveled over the next 8 months. And then I kept coming back and then leaving and traveling again. Here's the thing. I didn't heal from my pain. I didn't take care of some of the things that I was going through in my 20s. And so my problems followed me. My problems followed me in my 30s. Because if you do not fix whatever's going on in your relationship to money, in your business, those problems will follow you. So you can leave that relationship. You can leave your business. You can get a new job that pays you more money, but you are going to fall into the same patterns because there's healing that needs to be done. We have subconscious things going on, beliefs that keep us from really making a change in our lives, from really being able to flip that switch. And so I wanted for me to start living my life and doing what I wanted to do and feeling alive. And once I got that, I wanted that for other people because I saw that so many people were going through the same thing I was, where they had problems in their marriage and problems in their relationships and trauma that they hadn't healed from. And they were hurting. And it is causing them money problems and problems in their business, and they feel trapped. And I want them to know that there's a solution. There's an out. And it could be a one-way ticket to Spain, but it doesn't have to be that. You can heal and go through figuring out who you are and what you want in the comfort of your own home. And so that's what this podcast is about. That's what this show is about. And if you are here today and you're listening to my podcast and you're listening to these shows, what I want you to know is that you can change everything in your life. You have the power to do that. And I want to give you as much as I can to help empower you. But really, ultimately, it's up to you. So there's a few things I have for you besides the show. If you go to my, I have a Facebook group called The Revival. If you go to Facebook, type in The Revival or go into the show notes, there is a link to my Facebook group where I have Facebook Lives and I give you guys more support. So that is free for everyone. I also, if you go to the show notes, have a free training, how to 10X your life and get the passion you crave. That is also in the show notes. So go check that training out. And then for a very select few, if my message resonates with you, if you know that you are in this situation where you are unhappy in your life, basically, but in your relationships and in your business or in your career, and you feel like just everything is off in your life, then there's an application in the show notes to apply to work with me. So go to the show notes, check that out, and apply to work with me. And we'll see if we're a good fit, and then we'll go forward. Okay, here we go. I'm so excited. Okay, so these are short, super powerful Facebook Lives where I am just coaching you through whatever you're going through. But these lives are just like this whole group is, they're just coming to me from my heart, my soul, and I have these messages that I just know that I need to share. So today we are going to talk about not being available. And I put that on there in such a way that it would kind of like get you thinking. So as you jump on, say hi, I'm going to comment because sometimes comments don't come through until I comment. So that worked. Okay. So I'm just going to give it a moment. I think that I'm going to be fighting the sun, but it is 70 degrees outside, at least 70. It's probably a lot warmer than that, actually. And it's Texas. So I want to talk about not being available for anything. Hi, Phil. Hi. So not being available for anything else but what you want. And what that means is, when you're following your heart, when you're following your soul, when you're creating the life that you want, then you just do that. You just focus on that and don't be available for anything else. So that means that if you are working, hey Sam, you made it. Ah, okay. So that means if you are working on, hey, okay, good, good, good. So don't be available for anything but what you want, okay? Especially, well, like if it's coming from your heart, if it's coming from your soul, that is
the most powerful thing in the world. That is exactly how I manifested my business. That is exactly how I manifested winning my bodybuilding competition. That is exactly how I manifested this group. That is exactly how I manifested all of you. Hey, Kevin. Oh my God, everybody's on here. Because it came from my heart. It came from my soul. And when you follow your heart, when you follow your soul, you're not going to be doing things that you hate. You're going to be doing things that you love, that inspire you. And it's about not being available for anything else. So I'm going to give a few examples. And if you want, type in the comments what you're working on manifesting, and I can give you an example. According to like whatever comes up, because I know everybody's working on different things. So my cat, we had problems at the beginning. She was a little kitten. She cried. She was just like really needy. And I was not available for her to run after me screaming, new higher paying career. Awesome. Good. I was not available for her screaming at me for food. So when I made that decision, I actually, when she cries, I will go no, like, and put my hand up, and she knows that she's not supposed to do that. I trained her by ignoring her, by putting my hand up and like not giving any energy to that, and by the squirt gun. And I got an automatic feeder, right? So I took action that showed her, and I trained a cat. So if you can train a cat, you can do anything, right? So I showed her that I was unavailable for her crying. Promotion at work, soulmate relationship, abundance of money, abundance. Just want it all. I love it. Okay. So I showed her by my actions and by my energy, by not being available for her crying, that I was not available for anything but what I wanted. She wasn't going to cry. She wasn't going to follow me around. So higher paying career. Being being unavailable for anything but that. That does not mean quitting your job and just like you're not going to work until you get that higher paying career. It means deciding that allergy season, deciding that you are going to get that and you're going to do whatever it takes. So when you make this soul based decision that you want to call in more money, to make more money, to get a higher paying career, you make it a decision inside of you and you are unavailable for anything else. That means if someone comes to you with a job with less money than you're making, then you shut that down. You shut down the energy to that, right? You just automatically say no. That also means if you are running a business and you are manifesting a certain amount of money, you are unavailable not to get that money, right? Because the money is already out there. It's already yours. Everything that you want, if you take a look at yesterday's video, everything is in abundance. That means time, money, love, all those things are abundant. And if you go off of that belief, why shouldn't you have more money? Why shouldn't you have a higher paying career? Right? Post your questions if you have questions along the way. So if you know that everything's abundant, then why are you available for something that is less than what you want, what your heart wants? Now there is a distinction, right? Because I can just decide that I am going to go out and get a Porsche today, and I'm unavailable for anything else. The thing with that is, I don't want a Porsche. My heart doesn't want a Porsche, right? So I'm not really fully committed to that Porsche. Probably won't get it. Probably will give up, right? But if I wanted it, if my soul wanted it, and yes, you can want something extravagant, right? Because everything is abundant. If my soul wanted a Porsche, then I would check in with myself and be unavailable for anything else, right? And sometimes it takes a little bit longer, especially if you're new to manifesting, right? Takes a little bit longer to learn how to do this. Now, for example, when I manifested Marco, when I manifested, I think everybody's up to date, right? When I manifested my future husband, I was struggling for a year to try to get into a relationship. I was like, why don't you want a relationship? And he kept telling me that he was not ready for a relationship. Now, I knew that I loved him, he loved me, and I knew that we were supposed to be together, that we were soulmates. And I was unavailable. I just didn't know how to manifest, and I had a lot of work to do. I was unavailable for anything else. But at some point in that, I kind of gave up and thought, okay, maybe I'm not supposed to be with him, right? And so I started dating, and then the universe sent me some signs that that wasn't supposed to happen. I just got really shitty dates, really shitty. At 42, I've never had a bad date until last year, right? And when I went on those dates, I decided I was unavailable for shitty dates. And so I shut that down pretty quickly, right? Does that mean you put on your vision boards what you put on your vision board should be super specific or a little more general depending on what you want? I would say if you want a Porsche, you have to put a Porsche. You have to be specific with the universe. Now, say you want a Porsche, right? But you want more of the feeling of the Porsche. If the universe gives you something, I don't know what you can compare, like a Tesla, right? If the universe hands you a Tesla and you feel the same way you feel in a Porsche and you're like, well, I love this Tesla. Should I take it or not? You should take it, right? Sometimes it's your vision board and what you want just becomes a representation, but you need to be specific in asking for what you want. And it doesn't always mean that it's going to show up exactly the way. Like, you may not get a Porsche. Okay, cool. But if you want a Porsche, being unavailable for the Honda Civic, right? I'm just going to wait till I get a Honda Civic. So I got to a point where I just was unavailable on May 31st when I wrote in my journal that I wanted to, I was so grateful to be married to Marco, right? And I decided that I was unavailable for anything else. And I totally internally committed to that outcome. Now, I also, when you put out to the universe, you say that or something better, right? Because maybe the universe wants to give you something better, and don't turn that down. So put out what you want and be energetically unavailable for anything else. When I created this group, I was energetically unavailable for anything else. I wanted something that was super powerful, where I could call in my soulmate clients, where I can just send you guys love every single day. And I didn't know exactly how that would look, but I just followed my soul every step of the way. And I knew how many people I wanted in, and I was unavailable for anything else. And last night, there came a point where I thought, is this actually going to happen? And I had to decide that, nope, I don't know how it's going to happen. I am just unavailable for this not to happen. And so I just kept getting inspiration after inspiration to message certain people. You guys all know, I private messaged pretty much every one of you, asking you, telling you that you needed to be here because this was going to be the most powerful month for you and it was going to change your life. I was unavailable for anything else because I knew my heart wanted this and I knew you guys needed this. This is all from love, all from soul, and that was it. It was just going to happen. Now, if you live your life from heart, from soul, from manifesting, it's just so powerful. It's so powerful. And I know that you guys are in different points in your journey with this. Some of you are pretty advanced. Some of you still are trying to manifest everything, but you're still advanced. All the things, right? But be unavailable for anything but getting what you want, because like we said yesterday, everything is abundant. Just like air, if you are not getting the money you want, you have to realize that it's abundant, just like oxygen. And when you have that perspective, you think, well, if it's abundant, then it should be easy to come by, and then things start to shift, right? So that is it for today. If you have questions, comment below, and I will answer your questions and help you through anything and everything. So the more you comment, the more you ask questions, the better everything is for everybody, because you're not the only one with that question. So I will see you guys tomorrow, I believe 6 p.m. Central. Had to come in early today, but I will see you guys tomorrow.
Hey guys, thank you so much for being here with me today. And everything that we talked about is over in the show notes, including ways that we can stay in touch. And if you enjoyed this episode, please hit subscribe and go over to the comments and leave me a little comment, because that would mean the world to me. And I will see you guys on the next episode.